And welcome back to Martin Stadium and the benefit advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime report, where the Vikings lead the Bulldogs 42-6. And as we talked about before we went on break, it just seems like the Vikings are in total control. A couple of mistakes, did have a turnover, some things that you're going to have to really work on here to just clean up the game a little bit. And I think the Vikings will continue to get better and better. And as we've said all along, they really have, week after week after week, gotten better and better and better. As we look now, they're almost up to the senior court of the homecoming court. Taylor, we were talking about the game across town. You had some updates on that, things that were going on over there between Colquitt and Valdosta.
Right, over at Basil Hyder, Valdosta, well, I take that back. Colquitt jumped up to a 3-0 lead real quick early in the game, and then Valdosta, I think, went 3 and out. Colquitt actually kicked another field goal to make it 6-0, and after it went 6-0, it wasn't dead. It was back and forth,
yeah.
changing field positions, and finally, Valdosta broke about a 55-yard touchdown pass or somewhere along those lines, made it 7-6. Then Valdosta actually kicked another field goal on the next drive to make it 10-6, and then once they made it 10-6, 10 seconds before halftime, Colquitt hits a long Hail Mary pass and scores to go up 14-10 right at halftime.
Wow, and you know, that really is an exciting game. Of course, Valdosta in 6A this year dropped down that classification as the school size, and they've been taking great pride. Of course, undefeated so far this year, taking great pride. They, of course, beat our Vikings. They beat the Tipp County Blue Devils, which are in 7A. Colquitt, of course, also in 7A. I know that it would mean a lot to them to beat another 7A football team. But Colquitt, who started the year 0-4, continues to get better and better. And they played some tough competition early in the year. And as a result, they came up with that 0-4 record. But they won last week, and I expect them to play very well tonight. But it's a very good matchup between them and Valdosta.
Right. I expect both teams to do very excellent this season, very well. And Colquitt, like you said, they started off some tough competition. They were in every game this season until the very last play in the games they've lost, or they've just blown out the opponent.
Yeah, they really have. Here it's 42-6 where the Vikings lead the Bulldogs. It's halftime, and it is homecoming. As we said, they've gone through the freshman, sophomore, and junior homecoming court. Now they're coming up to the seniors, and then, of course, as they announce those, they'll be naming the homecoming king and court, queen court. As I look down on the field, 1, 2, 3, 4 Lowndes football players, and I look back there, there's still two more to come. We'll be in the senior court, so well represented by the football team, and just a great night for football, a great night for homecoming, as the Vikings, as I said, lead 42-6. I want to remind everybody about the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. We do that every Tuesday night during the season. We do it live from the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games. We'll be right here on the air at 99.5 Kicks Country, but more importantly, make the opportunity. Get out there and see us live as you get an opportunity to meet coaches, players, and just really just interact with these guys and see what kind of fine young men these are and really great citizens. I know, Chuck, you were out there last week.
Eat some good pizza, too.
Yeah, eat some good pizza, too, as well. But there's some great guys out there, and you get an opportunity. We got some great giveaways, so we give out raffle tickets, and if you're there when we sign off, we've got some great raffle tickets from door prizes from our sponsors, and it is a lot of fun out there at the Mill Pizza Buffet and Game every Tuesday night, live right here on 99.5 Kicks Country, as well as replays we'll have throughout the season on our website, thevikingvoice.com. We're finishing up the homecoming court here. We're going to take another 3-minute break here on the benefit advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance halftime report. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. The Vikings lead 42-6. And welcome back to the benefit advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime report. As we look down on the field, the homecoming king has just been announced, and that's number 40, Devon Holmes. So congratulations to Devon Holmes, and I'm not sure the young lady's name. I didn't hear it.
I didn't either. Anyways, they're cheering.
Go ahead.
I'm saying, anyways, they're cheering for him pretty loud. But
they certainly are. She got a big cheer as well when she came down the line. Great, you know, it's just one of those things. It's a popularity contest, but, you know, it's something that girl and of course, Devon will remember all of their lives, that they were the homecoming king and queen of their high school. So congratulations to both of those. And we'll get this young lady's name in a little while, and we'll be sure and announce that here on the air. But Devon Holmes, the homecoming king, and we'll get you that young lady who is the homecoming queen. Do want to remind you that the Benefit Advisors of Georgia want to remind you that the health insurance through the Affordable Care Act is November 1st through January 31st, and it is very important that you take it, advantage of that you have health insurance, and that open enrollment area is November 1st through January 31st. And then Valdosta Insurance Services reminds you, do you have enough insurance coverage? Be sure and talk to Valdosta Insurance Services to ensure that your policy fits your needs and budget. Valdosta Insurance Services, for all of your insurance services needs. Where we are here, about 2 minutes left before the second half kicks off, the Vikings leading 42-6 over the Bulldogs of Mount Zion High School. Mount Zion, we talked about at the countdown to kickoff, that they've got a lot of athletes on this team. We've been able to hold them, to only 69 yards of total offense, so the Vikings have played very well defensively, and I expect more of that here in the second half. We're going to take one more 60-second break right here on the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services Halftime Report. We come back, we'll get you ready for the second half. Vikings lead 42-6. We'll be right back after this 60-second break. And welcome back to Martin Stadium as we wrap up the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services Halftime Report here at Martin Stadium. Vikings leading the Bulldogs 42-6. We've talked about the halftime stats. We've talked about what our thoughts are going to be going into the third quarter. Will the Vikings bring out the starters to begin the third quarter? Will we see some of the junior varsity or younger players in that sophomore and junior class get an opportunity here under the Friday night lights? I think that's probably going to be the case, as if this score holds up, Taylor, it just seems Valdosta, the Vikings are in total control, just going to eliminate a couple of mistakes.
Yeah, anytime you've got center quarterback exchange issues, that's pause for caution. We've done a good job protecting the ball other than that tonight. So, we want to be able to make sure to hold on to that ball. I think we leave our starters in for a series or two in the third quarter. Let's go to Stubby. He's got some updates for us.
All right, just updating before we start the second half. I was just going to say, Valdosta opens with a touchdown drive. They hold Colquitt and then score again to make it 24-13 with 7:08 left in the third quarter.
Thank you, Stubby.
That game is really, we talked about it a little during the halftime. That thing is just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And Valdosta is going to take great pride being a 6A classification this year, that if they can beat three Region 1 7A teams, of course they beat us, they've beaten Tipp County, and now they're up against big, mighty Colquitt.
Yeah, they're going to wish they were not in Region 1 6A this year. They're going to wish they were in Region 1 7A, because if this score does hold up, they would already be in the playoffs and have a really good position when it comes to playoff seeding. But good luck to our crosstown rivals there, hoping they can pull out that victory. Because, again, every victory that our losses come to is good for the Vikings.
Yeah, add points to that if we end up being in that fourth seed, but we'll worry about that as we go on. It's time to get the third quarter underway. We'll turn it over to Wes James.
Thank you, Bill Osborne and Taylor Biddle. Vikings set to kick off. Follow high end over end kick. It sails into the end zone for a touchback. And the Bulldogs will start first and 10 from the 20. And as I suspected, we've gone to a running clock here in the second half.
Yeah, Vikings out to a 42-6 lead. We are going to have a running clock starting the third quarter. And I would suspect this game is going to fly by in a hurry with that running clock, Wes.
And I would imagine after the first couple of series, maybe even the third quarter, we're going to have to be digging deep into that roster.
Yeah, we've got some substitutions in right now. I don't know a single one of the starters that are out on defense right now. It looks like we've got our junior defense out on the field. We'll try to get some of those numbers out to you. Up front, number 62, Darrell Stewart, number 67, Robinson.
Here come the Bulldogs, two receivers near side, two far side, turn to the quarterback, drops back, looks those out, last catch made, hit immediately at the 20.
Yeah, we're in soft coverage over there. We're giving him a big cushion. He just caught it about the line of scrimmage. Number 22 for the Vikings came up. Good job reading that by Terrell Belcher to make the stop right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe pick up a 1 yard on the play.
It's good to see those young guys out on the field. Second and 10. Vikings in a three-man front. Linebackers up close. We're showing blitz off the four corner. Far corner. There we come. They pick it up. Turner rolls away from it. Looking. We're after him. Turns. Turns the ball up field. He's across the 30, the 35, the 40, the 45, the 50. Into Viking territory. Will we catch him? Will we catch him? Will we catch him? No, we won't. Touchdown, Bulldogs.
Yeah, it's a 79-yard run right there. Quarterback, a little bit of a busted play, looking for somebody open, and was able to get the edge on us. Rolls out to the near side. Big pickup there. Bulldogs get on the board again. 6 points with the touchdown. 10:15 to go in the second. The third quarter of play.
Of course, that's our backup players out there on the field right now. Was that the starters, Bill?
No. That's our JV team getting some varsity action.
Okay. Bulldogs set to attempt the extra point. Waiting on the snap. There it is. It's down. It's up. It's good. Vikings lead 42-13. We'll be back after this 30-second break. Back at the CBC Bank press box, we'll have that drive recap for you, the Page Heating and Air drive recap for you right after this. Bulldogs set to kick off. Back deep, Nico Washington. Waiting on the kick. Come on. There he goes. Squib kick down the sidelines, and it will bounce out of bounds inside the five. So we'll take over first and 10 from the 35. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence.
All right, Wes, that drive was two plays. It went 80 yards. Corey Turner ran a 79-yard touchdown run. Mark McGuire kicked the extra point through to make it 42-13 Lounge with 10:15 left in the third quarter.
Chuck, thank you for that Page Heating and Air drive recap.
Yeah, smart heads-up play there by Miko Washington. The ball was headed towards the far sideline. He waited. It hit. Looked like it may still stay in play, but rolled out of bounds at the three-yard line. Good job picking up the out-of-bounds play. We got number 11 checking in as our quarterback, Caleb Burns. So we're going with the second-team guys getting varsity action tonight.
And Burns, he's got Jalen Bell in the backfield with him. Gives it to Bell. Bell, look out up the middle. Bounces off one man, two. He's across the 40. Out to almost to the 45.
Bell, we saw him score that touchdown in the first half, turning those big legs. Hold on to that ball, young man. Going to bring up second down and about two for the Vikings.
Guys, Jalen is a senior, but he's been hurt. Had a rolled ankle. Was in a boot early on in the year. I believe this is his first game actually playing. I wasn't here last week, so I'm not sure, but he has been hurt most of the year, so getting some varsity action, some football action for the first time this year.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Burns and the shotgun. Again, to the running back. We have the first down as we get across the 45 out to about the 47-yard line.
Jalen Bell on the carry right there, enough for the first down. He's going to get it out to the 48-yard line. Good job opening up some holes up front for that young man.
They look to the sidelines to get the play.
First down, Vikings.
8:55 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 42-13. Burns looks at that Bulldog defense. They've got their starters out there on the field. Takes a snap. Again, gives it a number two over the right side. Well, great blocking by that offensive line out there.
Bell put a stiff arm on the first guy trying to make the tackle, was able to get outside. Do have an injured Bulldog on the play.
And how long will he be down?
Yeah, let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Back at the CBC Bank press box here in Martin Stadium. 8:27 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 42-13. The injured Bulldog player is taken off the field. It'll be second and five as we're into Bulldog territory down at their 47-yard line. Our B team is on the field. They have started the second half. It is Caleb Burns at quarterback. Clock is wound. And there was a bad snap. Turns. No gain on the play. Be third down.
Yeah, handed it off right there to Deontay Moore. He's able to get back to the original line of scrimmage. He's going to bring up third down and five. Vikings got to get it out to the 42-yard line.
Yeah, Scat in there as the running back. Three receivers near side. Single receiver far side. They're showing blitz off the corner. He rolls away from it. There they come. Throws out. A great play by that young quarterback, Caleb Burns. He saw the blitz coming. Knew he had to get rid of the ball, rolled toward our side of the field, and threw it where nobody could get to it. That showed a lot of maturity for a young quarterback.
Yeah, had some bulldogs on his tail right there, and he had to throw it across his body. We did have a guy in the area bring on Tyson Shaw for his first punt of the night. And good to see that young man healthy at the moment, doing some punting duties for us tonight.
And it looks like... I can't see the numbers all jumbled up. I wanted to say it was Corey Turner, the quarterback back.
I think it's number four. What it looks like, it is a jumbled up jersey.
That's Julius Wynn. High, high kick. Hits and takes a bulldog bounce. Hit at the 25. Bounces all the way back across the 35 where we down it. First and 10 for the Mount Zion Bulldogs. 6:55 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 42-0.
Last time they were on offense, it only took them two plays to score, Wes. We got to tighten up on defense here. 6:42 to go. Clock is running. Vikings leading 42-13. And even with a running clock, it doesn't seem to be any hurry up on that offense over there for the Bulldogs.
It doesn't. Ball level near hash mark. Bulldogs going from left to right on your radio dial. Don't forget the Lounge High Coaches Show at the Mill Tuesday night. We're in a three-man front. Turner in the shotgun. Two receivers far side. Two near side. Back heads downfield. We start to chase him. He rolls left toward near side. The field stops. Throws a wounded duck downfield, but it's out of bounds at the 50.
Yeah, designed rollout to the far side, giving Turner a little bit of extra time. Looking for somebody, asking somebody to come back to the ball. Threw it out of bounds. Going to bring up second down for the Bulldogs. Good penetration there. Good pursuit by the Vikings, too.
Absolutely. Clock continues to run. We have a running clock here.
Guys, that looked like number 87, DJ Robinson, 6 foot, 230-pound senior, getting his varsity action. You know, a lot of these guys are just second stringers. They're one play away from being starters, but good play there by DJ Robinson.
Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Bulldogs, two receivers near side, two far side. Turner in the shotgun, straight back. Look, there comes a blitz. Gets by one man. We start to chase him, rolls right, throws downfield, and oh, in and out of the hands of number 52. Oh, our Viking defender thought he had himself an INT.
Yeah, Taylor McCauley, a guy we called a lot a couple games ago, was right there for the interception, unable to make it. And I think he might be beyond the line of scrimmage. We do have a flag on the play. He was rolling to the near side, which was away from the chains, Wes, and he might be across the line of scrimmage. Let's see what the white hat has to say about it.
He signaled intentional grounding to start with. Now what our coach is on the sideline is telling him what the proper signal is for. Yep. Ineligible downfield.
Loss of down. Yeah, he was beyond the line of scrimmage when he threw that pass, so it's going to be a loss of down.
That moves it back to the 31.5-yard line. 4:30 to go here in the third period. Vikings leading 42-13. It'll be third and about 14 for the Bulldogs. They've got to get to their 45. Four-man front for our Vikings. There we come on a jailhouse break. He gets by one man, two, still on his feet, starts to scramble, gets by another man. He's across the 45, the 50 into Viking territory. And, whoa, we took a hit on the sidelines.
Yeah.
I thought it was very close to maybe a block in the back, but the officials said no. He'll have the first down as they get into Viking territory down to the 42-yard line, Taylor.
Corey Turner doing some damage when the pocket breaks down and he gets outside of it with his feet. Gets it across midfield pretty good for another first down. Going to be first and 10 ball on the 42-yard line.
Our young Vikings started the second half. First time we've seen that, where they've actually started all new players on both offense and defense. Mount Zion Bulldogs sends two to the far side, two to the near side. Corey Turner, their quarterback, calls for the ball. drops straight back. Throws out in the flats. Oh, I thought he overthrew the receiver, and there's a flag down, and I don't know what for.
Yeah, the catch was made out on the flats by number 12, Braswell.
It's a four-yard gain. Unless they're going to call us for pass interference, because maybe we grabbed it when we went by.
Yeah, it was kind of a boom-boom play, Wes. Catch was made, and we made a hit on him right when he caught it. Flag came out. White hat says pass interference, Vikings.
Yep. And you definitely want to take, Bulldogs want to take that. They'll get a lot more yardage out of that. Plus, they'll pick up a first down as they get all the way down to the 28-yard line.
We bring back in Tommy Owens and Jeff Davis in the linebacker's position, and Devon Holmes, just crowned homecoming king.
First and 10 for the Bulldogs at our own 28-yard line. 3:40 to go here in the third period. Vikings leading 42-13. Turner takes a snap, throws across the middle. Catch made by the receiver inside the 15, down to the 12.
Yeah, just ran a little post pattern. He had plenty of time to throw it. Catch is made down to the 12-yard line. Bulldogs have another first down.
Elgin Griffin just checking in for our Vikings. We are at the 3-minute mark here in the third period. First and 10 for the Bulldogs at the 12-yard line. They could pick up a first down. Ball on the far hash mark going from left to right on your radio dial. Turner sends two to the far side, two to the near side. We're showing blitz. There we come. He drops straight back, throws toward the corner end zone, and we got up and knocked it away.
22 Belcher for us, saw that it was going to be enough for a touchdown, went up, battled for that ball, and knocked it away. Good job right there by Belcher.
Second and 10. As the third period starts to wind down now, Ware County in town next Friday night. Turner in the shotgun. Calls for the ball. Drops back. We come on a rush. Hit him hard and had a man wide open out here in the flats, but overthrew number three. That's Carter. But he took a hit. Did he not take a hit?
Yeah, the quarterback took a hit. We were getting some major penetration up there by our defensive line. Thank goodness it disrupted the pass, because he was wide open, probably would have walked right into the end zone. Result's going to be a third and 10. Again, like you said, they can get into the first down without scoring. 1:48 to go, clock running in the third quarter. Vikings are leading 42-13.
Some great, great playing time for our young Vikings. Turner again on the far hash mark, on the far side of the field. There we come again. Again, lost it to the end zone, and we knock it away, and we're going to have pass interference.
Yeah, he grabbed him around the waist, West, and any time you do that, no matter what result of the play is, it's going to be pass interference. It is thrown in the end zone. Quarterback took another big shot. We're getting major penetration on him. He's really just throwing it up as soon as he gets the snap.
And that one he did, he just threw up in the corner of the end zone. We saw the pass interference from here. But he is taking a pounding after that pass is released.
Clock does stop on the penalty. They're going to mark it from the 12.
It stops on penalties, injuries, and timeouts. And they'll take it down to the 6-yard line where it'll be.
So half the distance is not going to be enough for a first down.
No, sir. It'll be third and about 4 from the 6. Turner for the Bulldogs. Gives it to the tailback. He gets it. Oh, we were in the backfield as they handed the ball off, Taylor.
Yeah, the Vikings got great penetration there. Running the ball for them was Brandon Wilson. And he was hit behind the line of scrimmage. It is going to be a loss on the play. It's going to bring up fourth down. And I think they're going to have to go for it here, Wes.
Oh, you have to. You're down 42-13. You've got a running clock. And you've got to. I mean, it'll be a big boost for their starters if the Bulldogs get it in the end zone. Trip to the near side, single receiver, far side, drop straight back, throws across the middle, and it's incomplete. We had that covered really well. And again, their quarterback just got himself a mouthful of artificial turf.
Yeah, threw a little post pattern there, and it was just out of the reach of the receiver. We were in the area, though, for...
Guys, once again, it was a great coverage there by number 22, Terrell Belcher. He had a couple plays on that drive. Even they thought that he had just made a great play there a couple plays before there in the end zone where he knocked another one away. They got him for pass interference, but good job there by recovering and making a great play, Terrell Belcher, a junior DB for us.
Marty, thank you for that equipment parts and supply, a sideline update. Vikings, first and 10. From, it looks like, the 9-yard line. And the third quarter comes to an end. Vikings leading 42-13.
Yeah, a little bit dicey there for us. Only gave up seven points there, but the Bulldogs were pretty productive there.
Yeah, it was really this third quarter went by so fast.
It did.
Again, with that running clock, I'm starting to get a little nervous. I mean, all of a sudden, they go down and get a long, they double their offensive output in one play.
Yeah.
So I'm a little concerned. You wonder, coach, keep your foot on the gas. I mean, that's what we were talking about earlier. Yet, you know, it's one of those things. You got to let these young players get an opportunity to get out here. But you notice there at the end, he's trying to bring it back guys.
Yeah, I think coach is trying to balance. And even in the end of the first half, you notice when he had two timeouts and we were inside about the 15-yard line, he didn't call timeout and kick it. He didn't call timeout to try to score. Ran a couple of running plays. He might have already taken his foot off the pedal a little bit. They come out quick and really pop us early, and then they drive down right there. We were able to stop them on fourth down.
Yeah.
But got to get some momentum back here because
their starter with speed against some of our younger players just don't have as much speed, and that's
right.
Why the quarterback was able to score the way he did.
That's right.
All right, let's go back to Wes James for the fourth quarter action now. Vikings leading 42-13 as we head to the fourth quarter.
First and 10 from our own 9-yard line. Burns in at quarterback. He's got Scat in the backfield with him. Brings a man in motion, and they give it to Scat. Scat gets by one man, two. Tries to get away and can't do it. It gets back to maybe the line of scrimmage. It'll be second and 10 from there.
Scat tried to run up in the hole, the gut there, it closed on him, tried to bounce it outside, wasn't able to get the edge. Going to be stopped at the line of scrimmage. Second and 10 for the Vikings. We do have a running clock if you're just tuning in. Vikings are leading 42-13.
Alan Lane checks in for our Vikings at wide receiver. Burns getting play from the sidelines. Tells the younger Sons of Thunder what they need to do. Standing about the three, looking at a six-man front from the Bulldogs. Again to Scat. Nope, he keeps it to Caleb Burton, keeps it himself on a quarterback, on a design quarterback draw, and look at him run. Look at him fight. Taylor's gets across the 20, out to the 25.
Yeah, Burns right there. Beautiful job reading the read option. That's exactly what you want to do. Put it in the gut. If the defensive end bites on it, you keep it, run it up the gut, and exactly what he did. Good job blocking there. Able to get a big pickup, first down back. We got a little breathing room now. We were backed up, and now we got some room.
Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Five-man front for the Bulldogs. Three linebackers up tight. They've got just man coverage, daring that young Viking quarterback, Caleb Burns, to put it in the air. Changes the play. Calls for the ball. The Scat around the right side. Look at him move away from the guys. They try to string him out, but they grab him from behind and bring him down back at the 25 for a three-yard loss.
Yeah, jet sweep there. They gave it to the running back, and we do have an injured Bulldog on the play. Number 85 might have taken a shot as he was falling down. We don't have an 85 on our roster. We're going to keep it right here during the break. Excuse me, during the timeout. We do have a timeout. No, we're not. We're going to take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Back at the CBC Bank Press Box, high above Martin Stadium. 10-13 to go in the ballgame. Vikings leading 42-13. Ball on the near hash mark. It is second and 13 from the 25. Caleb Burns at quarterback calls for the ball. He keeps it on a design quarterback draw. They grab him around the helmet and pull him down.
We got Teeter in at quarterback now, so they are rotating quarterback.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Going to bring up third down and 8 for the Vikings.
Ball out to the 29-yard line. 9:36 to go here in the ball game. Teeter, 6'1", 160-pound sophomore, calls. He's waiting on that football. There's a flag, and what do we got?
We jumped.
Illegal procedure.
Yeah, our guys out wide there, trips to the far side of the field, were the ones that jumped. Going to back us up.
Back to the 25, where it'll be third and 13. We've got to get out across the 38-yard line for the first down. Clock's running with 9:20 to go in the ball game. Five-man front for the Bulldogs. Busted play. They were going to give it to the running back, Jalen Bell, and Teeter pulled it in and pulled it out and then gave it back to him. So fourth down, and our Vikings will have to punt.
Yeah, it's going to bring up a punt situation for us. Anytime you're switching out quarterbacks and running backs like that, timing gets a little off with, and that's a perfect example of that happening. Bell wasn't able to get close enough to him to stick it in the gut, and, kind of a little misdirection there and able to come up with the tackle, and we're going to be forced to punt.
Tyson Shaw in. He's standing about the 11-yard line. They send number 3, Carter, back. He's standing between the 40, 35 and 40 of the Bulldogs. They come after it. He gets it away. High, high, high kick. It hits, crosses the 40, rolls down to 35. It's going to roll dead about the 31-yard line. That's where the Bulldogs will take over. First and 10 with 8:15 to go here in the ball game. Great coaching show coming up Tuesday night, fellas.
Absolutely. Got an update from across town. Pack has gone ahead of the Dallas Wildcats 28-24.
How much time left, or do we know?
I don't have a time yet.
See what our young Viking defense will do, because you know the Bulldogs are going to be trying to put more points on the board.
Yeah, we've got some mass substitutions in there again. McCauley is our linebacker. He's barking out orders.
The Bulldog starters are still in the ball game. We've got 3 down linemen. Turner slides under center. That's not Turner. That is number 8, Fortson. And we've got a timeout. With that, we'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the CBC press box here at Martin Stadium. Vikings leading 42-13. 7:27 to go here in the ball game. First and 10 for the Bulldogs at the 31-yard line. They go under center, give it to the tailback. Tries to get outside, gets out to about the 35, giving 2 yards on the carry, so it'll be second and 8 from there.
They hard countered us there, Wes, got us moving a little forward, and then as soon as they did that, they snapped it, got us off kilter a little bit, able to pick up 3 yards on the play. Second and 7.
See what these young guys can do here, because you know they're going to try to keep the Bulldogs out of the end zone. They're going to try to get there. We're inside 7 minutes to go now here in the ball game. Vikings leading 42-13. Turner for the Bulldogs under center. Looks at the Viking 4-man front. 2 receivers to the far side. Ball's on the ground. The ball is on the ground. There's a scrum for it. And the official immediately steps in and says, third down.
Yes.
So,
new quarterback in there for the Bulldogs. He took the snap under center, and it dropped to the ground as soon as he called for it. Everybody fell on it, but Bulldogs do recover.
Third and 8. The ball at the 33-yard line. 6 minutes to go here in the ball game. It's been an awfully quick second half. Of course, we've got a running clock. It only stops for penalties, injuries, and timeouts. Bulldogs send 2 to the far side. Quarterback under center. Again, the ball's on the ground. He picks it up. It gets hit in the backfield, so they'll actually lose yardage. Back to the 30. They'll lose about 3 yards, where it'll be fourth and 12 back at their 30.
Yeah, brought in Turner, the other quarterback. Almost identical play, Wes. Snapped it, ball on the ground, fourth down. They're not bringing the punt unit on.
Nope, they'll be happy to try to pick up a first down right here. And if you look at Turner, if they bring Turner in a quarterback.
Yeah, I think they are going to punt now, Wes.
Oh, okay.
They're not in any hurry to do so, though.
If they're bringing in 41, Cedric Flame to punt. No, sir,
they're
not
going for it.
They're going for it. They got Fortson in a quarterback. Was that Turner? High snap over Turner's head. He's going after the ball. All he can do is pick it up and get hit at the 5-yard line.
Yeah, play clock was running down. He snapped it with like I think the center noticed the play clock and snapped it before the quarterback was ready. When it got to one, but either way, it was snapped high. And we do have an injured Bulldog on the field.
That's Turner, the quarterback. He's up, hobbling off the sideline.
Regardless of that, the Bulldogs snap it over his head. Vikings are going to take over first and goal, actually, at the 7-yard line.
That's where they're going to mark him down at. 4:30 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 42-13. Ware County in town next Friday night. Kickoff at 8 o'clock, pregame at 7. You'll want to be right here for all your Lowndes High football action. Caleb Burns back in at quarterback. He brings number 33 with him.
Timeout, Bulldogs. We're going to take one with him. We'll be right back after the 30-second break. Vikings lead 42-13.
Welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box. Vikings lead 42-13, and after a timeout by the Bulldogs, it's going to be first and goal for the Vikings inside the 10-yard line, somewhere about the 7. And it'll be Caleb Burns at quarterback to try and get one more score here with 4:15 left in the fourth quarter. Vikings leading 42-13.
He takes Scat, sets him to his right, sends two receivers near side. Single receiver far side, looks at a five-man front. Brings a man in motion towards us. Keeps it, gives it to Scat. Scat tries by one man, two, gets down inside the five, all the way down to the three, maybe to the 3-yard line.
One of those low snaps again, Wes. Good job by Caleb Burns picking it up, handing it off to the running back. Moore gets across the 5-yard line down, set down at the 4. Second and goal for the Vikings.
Ball right in the middle of the field. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Caleb in the shotgun. sets Scat to his left. Again, two receivers near side, single receiver far side, showing man coverage out there with the single receiver. Burns letting the play clock run down. It's at 6. Calls for the ball. Keeps it on the quarterback. Keeper right up the middle. And gets hit and stopped at the 1.
Yeah. Read option there. Burns decide to keep the ball. Following those big linemen. It's a good move there, but the defense was able to stand before he gets in. Going to be placed down at the 2-yard line. Third and goal for the Vikings.
Okay, well, he's got Keontae Breedlove, number 70, a 6'1", 235-pound sophomore. Up there in front of him, along with number 79, Derek Esquivel, 6 foot, 275-pound player. Adam Teeter in at quarterback. It's third and goal. Teeter keeps it, quarterback keeper into the end zone, read option, and he read it perfectly, and he put 6 more on the board.
Yeah, the defensive lineman went with Moore on the running out to the flat. Teeter decided to keep it, ran right up the gut, B-gap there it looked like, and was able to get in for a few more points on the board for the Vikings.
Tedder, guys, Tedder.
Tedder.
Great job there by that young man. Getting the sound for a good job by Tedder.
Landon Hutchison to hold. Kick is up by number 81, Brian Carlos. The Vikings lead 48-13. Let's take a quick 30-second break. We'll be back after this. Our Vikings leading 49-13. We're set to kick off, and here comes number 87 out on the field to do the kicking. That's D.J. Robinson. Robinson sets it down at the 40. Back deep, number 39, Jay Holmes, and 11, Emmanuel Clark for the Bulldogs. 2:43 to go here in the ball game. Waiting for Robinson. Boots it. A nice high kick. taken by the Bulldogs at 6. They're across the 10, the 15, the 20. Cuts outside to the 25, the 30. 35, the 40 by one man, and he gets knocked down over there by number 22. Great open field tackle by Terrell Belcher. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 3 plays, 7 yards long. Adam Tedder ran the ball in 2 yards for the touchdown. Brian Carlos kicked that point through to make it 49-13 Lounge with 2:16 left in the fourth quarter.
Chuck, thank you very much for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap. Be first and 10 for the Bulldogs out at their 42. Clock running as we hit the 2-minute mark here in the ball game. Vikings 49-13.
Another update from across town. Moultrie gets a field goal, 31-24, late in the fourth.
Bulldogs in the shotgun. Now, the original formation they had when they started, now they send a man in motion. They get hit. The tailback gets hit behind the line of scrimmage.
Running back looked hesitant running up to the line there after he got the ball, and any time that happens, you're gonna get penetration in there, and good job there by the Vikings. Gang tackling there. Big loss on the play for the Vikings.
Second and 14. I tell you what, if you looked at that defensive line down there, I think you'd be hesitant about running towards them too.
Yeah, you got 98 in the game. Millings, he says 6 foot on the roster, but there's no way he's 6 foot. He's got to be at least 6'2", 6'3". Number 96 as well, Kenny Lee.
Let's see, the Bulldogs will send a split to receivers. Turner under center, Fortson under center, rather, gives to the tailback. We get hit. Number 96, Kenny Lee. They strip him of the ball, but they said he was down. We're inside 1 minute to go here. And there is a Bulldog player down on the ground. And
yeah, is the running back, West, number 20.
And they stop the clock with 41 and a half seconds to go.
We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Back at the CBC Bank press box, Bulldogs, quick pitch out to the sideline. Number 27 around the corner gets hit as he gets down to the 50. And we're inside 10 seconds. The clock's running. And that was probably the last play of the ball game. Vikings go to 4-1 on the year. 49-13 winners. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back. A 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box. This is the Cass Burks postgame report. As we're going to head down to the field with Marty Rogers, he's going to have Coach Randy McPherson, a couple of the players. Great win for the Vikings tonight, 49-13 over the Bulldogs of Mount Zion High School. I know that Coach likes to break his team down here right in the last couple of minutes. And after the alma mater, we're also going to get to see the band play tonight here during our postgame report. Of course, with homecoming festivities, they did not get a chance to play at halftime, so we'll be able to see that. A lot of fans sticking around to see that. And as we said, we'll get down and get Coach Randy McPherson's thoughts on a 49-13 win over a very good Bulldog team out of Mount Zion. Guys, I know we talked about it throughout the game. We talked about it in the countdown to kickoff. They got a lot of athletes, but our defense just seemed to step up and do what we needed to do to hold them out.
Yeah, we really controlled the line of scrimmage tonight. It's one thing we talked about in the countdown to kickoff is we had to control the line of scrimmage, and you could see that pretty handily there at times during the game. There was some times where they got some big plays on us, but our ability to really do what we wanted to with the quarterback, he was on his back all night long tonight, and the team has broken down. Let's go down to Marty for the Deloach Body Works coaches interview.
Coach, fifth win in a row. I know you're proud of your team. How do you feel about tonight's game?
Real good, man. We played well. We got to get some young kids in the game. You know, they were all excited, so it was a good night, you know.
Coach, we talked about balance before the game. You had 230 yards rushing. You had 188 rushing, 230 passing, very balanced. I know you're proud of the offensive play.
I am, absolutely. You know, it appears that, you know, we only had the guys in there for the first half, but they executed really well. O-line, I told you, kind of took charge. Barrett had another big night. Heck, I mean, every one of them guys played good.
Absolutely, Coach. Of course, flipping to the other side of the ball, you only gave up 165 yards total offense, half of that in one play there on the second play of the third quarter. Talk to us a little bit about the play of your defense. You got Tommy over here, had 7 solo tackles. Talk to us a little bit about the play of your defense.
Well, you know, we came back this week and, you know, executed better. You know, didn't blow a lot of assignments, got after them. you know, Mount Zion has some athletes. You know, we did a good job keeping them in front of us, getting off blocks and tackling. You know, what more can I say? They had a Coach Shores and our defensive staff had a good game plan. It was just a good night for us.
Absolutely, Coach. Congratulations. Guys, we're also standing here with Tommy Owens, number 44, our senior middle linebacker, had a great night tonight. 7 solo tackles. How'd it feel tonight getting out there, getting after it?
It felt great, man. We just came out and executed. We all did our jobs. We can't just sit there and just mess up. Even when we do mess up, we all pick up for each other. We all fight for each other. So, you know what I'm saying? It was just pretty great to come out, you know what I'm saying, and just make some big time plays, you know.
Absolutely. I heard you on the sidelines talking a little bit about how, you know, every time y'all face with adversity, you step up. Last week, of course, you had to stop Newton late, and then, of course, we got the big touchdown there. Tonight, y'all came out, didn't really have much adversity. Y'all just stuffed them from the beginning, and I know that had to feel good.
Yeah, it really did. You know what I'm saying? You can't really just take a team lightly because you'll never know what they're really about. So, you know what I'm saying? You still got to come out there with that same game plan, that same mindset, just to destroy them, you know what I'm saying? We all got to have a sound defense.
Absolutely. Of course, next week, Ware County, I know it's going to be a big one. One of these guys is going to try to stop Ware County next week. Mr. Devon Holmes, as we should call him now, King Holmes, our homecoming king here. Devon, talk to us a little bit about the game plan tonight. Coach Mack said Coach Shores had a good one for y'all. Talk to us about what y'all saw coming in and how does it feel to shut down this team tonight?
Basically, if we could stop the run, we could defend the pass. So the game plan this week was make sure they couldn't run the ball so they would have to pass the ball because we have a lot of faith in our defensive backs that they'll go up and get it.
Absolutely. I know it felt good getting you sacked tonight too, didn't it?
Yes, sir. The first of many. First of many. I got to get me some more. Got to rack them.
I hear you. Well, now, of course, also, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about halftime tonight, named Homecoming King 2016. That's got a nice little ring to it, don't it?
Yes, sir. It was amazing. It was amazing. I can't believe it. It's been a great day. Won Homecoming King, won the game, got my ACT scores back. Everything is just, it's been a great day.
Absolutely. I love the smile on your face. I'm taking it. ACT score was a good thing.
It was a good score. It was a good score. I made a 20.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations. I know colleges are listening. Good luck to you. Hey, good luck next weekend. Ware County Gators going to be a big game for you guys.
Yes, sir.
Guys, turn it back over to y'all. What a night for the Vikings. You know, I'll say real quick, I was a little worried before the game. We just didn't seem like we were really into it. Wes even kind of commented on it, just kind of like we were going through the motions. But once the play started, once the whistle was blown, it was anything but. These guys came out, executed, and played great tonight.
Thank you, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works coaches interview and player interview. Vikings do win the ball game 49-13. We're going to take our final break. This 3-minute break, we'll be right back after this to wrap it up.
And welcome back to the Cass Burch post-game report. We are live at Martin Stadium as the Vikings have defeated the Bulldogs of Mount Zion High School. I think it was 49-13. They've cleared the scoreboard, so that was 49-13, a win for the Vikings. Let's go to Chuck for the Page Heating and Air final game stat.
All right, Bill, for our Vikings tonight, they had 19 first downs. They had 36 rushing attempts for 188 yards, 12 attempts, 8 completions, I'm sorry, for 230 yards. 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, passes, 48 total plays, 418 yards total offense, had 2 fumbles, lost 1. We had 10 penalties for 93 yards, had 2 punts, the longest one was 45 yards. Leading rusher was J.D. Lee, 8 rushes for 74 yards. Leading receiver was Tavon Kyle, 4 receptions for 108 yards. And Xavier Jenkins had 1 for 52 yards, and Tommy Owens was our leading tackler with 7 tackles.
Thanks, Chuck, for those Page Heating and Air final game stats. As we wrap it up here tonight, the Vikings again victorious over the Bulldogs, 49-13. Let's kind of go through our line. Let's go down to Marty. Get your final thoughts.
Guys, I kind of echo what I was saying earlier. I just thought they came out and executed great tonight. You know, it's one of those games with homecoming and we got a big one next week with Ware County. Had a big one last week with Newton. That, you know, they is a good night. Kind of you don't want to say trap game, but one of those games where you just weren't sure how we would come out and play. But we came out and executed great. Had the second string in there to start the third quarter. That's always a good thing. You got to be proud of the team. I thought that our defense might have got overshadowed a little bit by the play of the offense. I thought our defense did a great job. You know, there in the first half, they really stuffed them on a big fourth down early. just controlled the line of scrimmage, was much more physical than them. And then, of course, made some great plays. But when they did try to go deep, we got two picks. And so I just thought our defense played extremely well. And then, of course, you just can't talk enough about our offense. And Coach Mack mentioned several times the offensive line did a great job, kept Michael Barrett clean. But then you watch Michael Barrett, and you watch his maturity and his decision-making, where he's getting better on when to hold it, when to hand it off and when to hold it and run. And, of course, his passing was incredible tonight. I thought he was very, very much on point. He overthrew Tyson one time on a corner, but other than that, it seemed like he was crisp with his passes, his on the deep ball and the short screens. I just thought he did a great job with his footwork and his decision-making. He's getting better, and that's a scary thought with all the weapons he's got around him. So good job for the Vikings tonight. Even special teams thought Paulo, again, did a great job. And I'm very proud of this team. It seems like we're getting better and better, and that's a good thing at this time of year.
Thanks, Marty. Let's go to Taylor for your final thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, Marty wrapped it up pretty well. Defense, I thought, was a shining star for us. Most of the points came when we got some younger Vikings in there on some varsity time. But, that offensive line and defensive line really dominated. We won the battle in the trenches, as I said earlier. And defense secondary, as Devon Holmes said, if we stop the run, we got faith in the guys behind us. And that's something about this secondary this year. I mean, they're always in the hip pocket of a receiver. You know, the times where we'd have busted coverage and there was a man 30 yards downfield and we're not knowing what the world's going on, I don't see that at all this year. The DBs are playing tight. There's some maturity out there in that secondary, and we're able to do that. What can I say about our offensive receivers? I mean, they do a good job getting into space, finding the open holes in the coverage, and great job by Michael Barrett getting him the ball, as Marty said, setting his feet, throwing good passing. You got a former linebacker now getting in a rhythm at quarterback. That's good. That's good work, I believe. So.
That is the case. Wes, your final thoughts.
Well, what can I say? Taylor said everything I was going to say about the offensive lineman. Marty said everything I was going to say about the defense. We just played well, and you did what you needed to do, come out and played a good football game, because now Ware County next week, bye week, and then you're into the region. And it's football time, fellas. It's football time. That's all I can say. We'd be remiss as the Viking voice if we didn't ask our listeners who are still listening, if you would just remember Jonesboro head coach. For whatever reason, there was something happened with his family. He was not able to make that trip today, so they were here without him. So just remember him in your thoughts and prayers tonight, folks.
All right. My final thoughts. I was encouraged by the first drive. I mean, we started tonight moving the ball down the field, four or five plays, we're in the end zone, we're up 7-0, and we never look back. And that's where we've got to start. Start fast, keep your foot on the gas, and just keep going. And I think that's really the most encouraging thing that I saw tonight. Defensively, I can't say enough. I mean, we held these guys to about 65 yards at halftime. We gave up one long run to almost double that offensive output for the Bulldogs. Outside of that, this Viking team just played lights out. What a great night to be a Viking. And it's a great tune-up for the game coming up next Friday night against the Ware County Gators, because that is a game that we're going to have to be prepared for as we'll welcome in the Gators of Ware County. What a great football team they'll be coming in Friday night. And that's it. Vikings win 49-13. The lights are going out. The scoreboards are out.
Don't forget the Coach's Show.
Coach's Show Tuesday night live at the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games. Get out there. You'll have a great time, I promise you. If you can't make it, listen live right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. Be sure and stop by our website, thevikingvoice.com. We'll have stats up later on tonight for you to take a look at, as well as if you need scores and updates throughout the season, go to valdostatoday.com. Wes, it's time to say goodnight, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by LaJuan Hayes. It has been produced and directed by Bill Osborne. It is a production of Black Crow Media, and along in conjunction with the Viking Voice LLC. For all of Lowndes High Sports, for Black Crow Media, for the Viking Voice, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County.